Pleasure to call our meeting to order. And members, bear with me here. I want to explain what we're doing. We have one bill to take up today, Senate Bill 1832. And before I take that bill up, I want to make a couple of comments procedurally, just so everyone understands where we are with respect to procedure. Senate Bill 1832 is a Senate bill that did not have a House companion. The House did not have a companion to that bill. Very, very candidly, the Senate asked us to consider the bill. I agreed to that request. And the way you would handle that is the Speaker would refer the Senate bill after it's passed to committee. So we've done that. The Speaker referred it to this committee. And in just a minute, I'm going to turn the gavel over to our Vice Chairman. I'm going to present the bill, and we'll move on from there. Okay. Does everybody understand where we are procedurally? I just didn't want there to be any questions about how we got here this morning, right? Okay. Speaker D, I'll turn the gavel over to you. Oh, you know what? I should probably do one important procedural thing while we're talking about.
We need to call roll.
Thank God for Ms. Cheryl. I probably should do the most important procedural thing we have to do, and that is call the roll. Cheryl, would you please do that?
Chair McKeel.
Here.
Vice Chair Christofulli.
Here.
Representative Dahl Britton.
Here.
Baxley.
Here.
Coley.
Here.
Corcoran. Cruz.
Here.
Frezen.
Here.
Forward.
Here.
Gibbons.
Here.
Gonzalez. Hooper.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Ingram.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
McBurney.
Here.
O'Toole.
Here.
Pafford.
Here.
Patronus.
Here.
Precourt.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Lusan.
Here.
Stafford.
Here.
Stuby.
Here.
Thurston.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Cheryl, and I'm sorry that I forgot you. At this time, I'm going to turn the chairmanship over to the Speaker-designate, Christofulli, and I'll discuss the bill briefly.
Chairman McKeel, you're recognized to present the bill.
Okay. Senate Bill 1832 rolls back a portion of the vehicle registration fee increases that were enacted in 2009, and it repeals the credit against the insurance premium tax for a portion of salaries paid Florida employees by insurance companies. And I understand I'll take the chairmanship again because I understand, sir, that you have an amendment.
Yes, sir. I do have a strike-all amendment to the bill. Members, as you'll see in front of you, you have the strike call that was handed out. This amendment enacts the same motor vehicle fee reductions as the original bill, but phases that reduction over a five-year period beginning in fiscal year 2014-2015. Specifically, there are five distinct fees that are affected by this strike call. Each of these fees is paid when a motor vehicle is first registered or each year when a registration is renewed. The combined reduction in these fees will be $2.40 per registration in the first year, then growing by that amount for the next 4 years to reach a total reduction of $12 per registration in fiscal year 2018-2019. The fee changes are effective on July 1st of each year beginning in 2014. The amendment will have no effect on revenue collections in fiscal year 2013-2014. The first year general revenue impact in 2014-2015 will be $44.3 million. The impact of fully passed or fully phased in would be $224.1 million, and that will be a reoccurring impact to the budget. Unlike the original bill, the amendment does not repeal the premium tax credit for salaries of Florida employees, and that is the strike-all amendment.
Okay, members, are there questions of the amendment sponsor? Yes, Representative Petronis for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Representative Chris Orr, thank you for your work on this. I know this came over at a last hour, so just to make it clear, because I'm a little, you know, have to absorb this sometimes, we are still going to be able to achieve a rollback of fees on our constituents and not raise taxes and do it over a gradual sense as our economy is kind of tying all together with this opportunity, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. No further questions.
Hey, Representative Bruson, you have a question, sir?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And
yes,
I guess
sir.
the last part of Representative Petronas' question, I want to make clear, is there any language in here that makes this graduated reduction to the consumer contingent upon the economy, or is it as it sits here, it's going to happen?
It's as it sits here on the bill.
Yes, sir. Okay. Further questions for the amendment sponsor? Okay. We have any testimony on the amendment? I know there's testimony on the bill, but is there? I don't think there's any testimony on the amendment. Members, any debate on the amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment? Yes, Representative Pafford. Okay. All in favor of adopting amendment, please signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no.
No.
Okay, so that amendment is adopted. And Speaker D, I'll turn the gavel back over to you, and we'll be back on the bill as amended.
All right, Chairman, we're back on the bill as amended. Members, are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we do have public testimony on the original bill. I'll go through the list. If anybody cares to speak further, they certainly may. Otherwise, you can just waive. Kurt Winner? Thank you. Waiving in support of the bill as it's currently amended. Vicki Weber? Thank you, Ms. Weber. Jason Unger? Waiving in support of the bill as amended. Brewster Bevis with AIF. Thank you. Waiving in support. Paul Sanford. Waiving in support of the amended bill. And Michael Garner. All right. Thank you. Members, we are now in debate on the bill. Any debate? Representative Petronas, you recognize in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I can't tell you how this issue has been kind of looming. You know, you have a piece of legislation filed in the Senate. There's not a companion. The Senate sends over something I think we all have dealt with, especially if you were here several years ago when we dealt with tag fees and the economy was challenged. And I just want to thank you for bringing this in for a landing that is a common sense approach to doing what we should do. And I tell you, our people spend their money a lot better than government does. And I just want to thank you for your leadership on making this happen.
Thank you. Representative Coley, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I also want to thank you for this. During the last campaign cycle, I heard quite a bit of chatter from my constituents or the new district on the tag issue. And I think that you have come up with a solution that helps us not raise taxes, enables us to support business like we all like to do so that we will have jobs for our citizens, but it also addresses an issue that has been an important issue to the citizens around the state, and that is the tags and fees that were increased years ago. So thank you so much. This is a true example of statesmanship. I appreciate it.
Representative Roussan, recognizing debate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I too want to compliment the current status of affairs. You know, some years ago, on this side of the aisle, we railed against the fees and surcharges being put on consumers. It's good to see that there is some consensus that we can afford relief to those who need it. And like the representative says, our people are better stewards at spending their dollars than government is. So I want to also compliment where we are today. Thank you.
Any further debate? Representative McVernie, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to congratulate the chair and vice chair. It's not a great idea to exchange cutting jobs and raising taxes in order to cut fees. It's better to just cut fees, and that's what we're doing today, and I congratulate you for the solution.
Representative Williams, recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just glad to hear so many of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle in support of the Negron plan.
That was early. Members, any further debate?
All right, seeing none, Chairman McKeel, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Okay, thank you, Speaker D, and thank you, members, for your indulgence, and thank you for your leadership, Speaker D. Good work.
All right, Cheryl, if you would, please call the roll.
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Crisafulli?
Yes.
Representative Zahbritton?
Yes.
Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Ingram?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McBurney?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Pafford?
Yes.
Patronus?
Yes.
Precourt?
No.
Precourt?
Yes.
Okay. Rogers?
Yes.
Roussan?
Yes.
Stafford?
Yes.
Stube?
Yes.
Thurston?
Yes.
Williams?
Oh, yes. Members, by your vote, will show that bill reported favorably. Chairman McGavel, back over to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Speaker D, and members, thank you for getting up very early this morning to consider this this legislation. Members, I want to take a couple of minutes briefly, if I can have your attention, and just thank you for the work that you have put in this committee. This certainly will be our last committee meeting, and I simply want to express my gratitude for your leadership and for your collaboration with me and with our staff. I think that we've had an excellent year and certainly look forward to another great year coming forward. But thank you all very much. And thanks again to our fantastic staff who made our work so easy. So thank you all. And if there's nothing further to come before us, Representative Gibbons.